Marching in pouring rain Sunday, 20,000 people, including 10,000 monks and nuns, showed that their protests against Burma's military government are gaining momentum. The rallies began 6 days ago and have steadily increased in size. Recent scenes, filmed secretly by the Democratic Voice of Burma and distributed on the internet, show hundreds of monks in dark crimson robes chanting and walking through the streets of Rangoon. Passers-by can be heard applauding the marches. Protests in August that followed a large increase in fuel prices faded as pro-government gangs attacked protesters. But the demonstrations were rekindled last week by growing numbers of monks, highly respected in devoutly Buddhist Burma. On Sunday, the All Burma Monks Alliance, an underground Buddhist group, called for nationwide prayer vigils. A day earlier, it had urged Burmese civilians to join the clergy's protests. Police said Sunday that marches to the residence of Burma's democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi are now banned. On Saturday, the monks had paraded past police barricades to the gate of her compound. Aung San Suu Kyi came out of her house briefly to acknowledge the monks. In May 1990, Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won in general elections, but the military prevented the party from taking power. Carl Thayer, a defence analyst at Australia's University of New South Wales, says Burma's military has in the past appeared determined to control the pace of political reform. Thayer says the current protests could bring a violent response.
I'm heavily fearful that it could lead to a massive crackdown as we saw in 1988. If it begins to attract mass support, that will be ended. The junta has always been that very clear that it's their timetable for political reform that will be followed, not outside.
The 1988 military crackdown killed hundreds of people, injured thousands, and forced many others to flee to jungle border areas near Thailand. Thayer's main fear is that moderates within the military government have been purged in recent years. This had included the former intelligence chief, General Kin Yunt, who was briefly appointed prime minister before being found guilty of corruption. He is now under house arrest.
What concerns me is there's no middle ground in the military junta that existed in the past. So it strikes me that the junta is unclear what they want to do, but their inclination to me will be repression.
How to rein in the growing protests by the country's revered Buddhist clergy is putting the military government in a quandary. Violence against Burmese society's most respected citizens could do more to hurt the regime than the protests themselves. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.